The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 11th chapter. When Mary came where Jesus was and saw him, she knelt at his feet and said to him, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." When Jesus saw her weeping and the Jews who came with her also weeping, he was greatly disturbed in spirit and deeply moved. He said, "Where have you laid him?" They said to him, "Lord, come and see." Jesus began to weep. So the Jews said, "See how he loved him?" But some of them said, "Could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man have kept this man from dying?" Then Jesus, again greatly disturbed, came to the tomb. It was a cave. A stone was lying against it. Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the sister of the dead man, said to him, "Lord, already there is a stench because he has been dead 4 days." Jesus said to her, "Did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone. And Jesus looked upward and said, "Father, I thank you for having heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I have said this for the sake of the crowd standing here, so that they may believe that you sent me." When he had said this, he cried with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out." The dead man came out, his hands and feet bound with strips of cloth and his face wrapped in a cloth. Jesus said to them, "Unbind him and let him go." This is the gospel of the Lord. Dear siblings in Christ, grace to you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. You have all no doubt seen the sermon title. Agreed? Death stinks. Today is All Saints' Day. And on this All Saints' Day, we remember those saints that have gone before us, those whose names are very close to us, those who were members of the congregation perhaps we didn't know that well. All Saints' Day and the days and weeks coming up to it always leave me a little wistful. I don't know if the other preachers in the congregation have this problem or the rest of you, but on All Saints' Day, I tend to look back at the saints whose services I've done. And we've had a lot here in the last 6 years. And I think about my recollections of these people who were part of this congregation long before I ever got here. And I think death stinks. It's been just about a year since Ray Hendricks passed away. He used to come make coffee. He was here before I was here every Sunday morning, he and Lois both. It's been about a year. I think about Bonnie Michael. She and Dominic used to sit behind Vince and my son, our son. And I remember when our son's girlfriend would come visit, and she would notice how they looked at each other. She knew they had something special. When I first got here, Barb and Andy Lundeen were still coming to church. It wasn't that long. Doris Nelson used to be sitting in the back with Put. And Jim and Kathy Spiker both with them. If I kept naming them, I know I would miss someone. But your loved ones, I think about Phil. Phil and Verna used to come to Bible study all the time together. Marcia's back because we're remembering her mom. You see, I could go on and on. Because they were part of this community. They were part of us because church is us. And for those of you who are newer to the community, you're part of us too. But let me be a little bit wistful right now. So when Jesus hears about his friend Lazarus, he's moved. Nobody's ever going to know why exactly that he waited 4 days to come. Certainly he could have just snapped his fingers or said the word and his friend would have been healed. But he did wait. And when he got to the tomb, Martha, dear Martha, always the pragmatist, said, "Lord, there's a stench." If you've ever had a dead mouse like under the fridge, multiply that times 4 days in human weight. You see, our culture pretties up death so that most of us have probably never smelled four-day-old death, unless maybe you're an EMT or someone who's come across something that's been dead that long. We pretty it up. But 4 days dead is 4 days dead. And there's a stench. What we know, brothers and sisters, is Jesus knew that, not just about the physical stench of his friend, but the fact that death takes a little piece of all of us every time we experience it. Monday night, some of this congregation was down at the courthouse lawn, lamenting with our Jewish brothers and sisters, lamenting the 11 dead at Temple Tree of Life in Pittsburgh. Because when one community is hurt, we are all hurt. And death stinks. Jesus knew that. Jesus came not as the way of death, not as an antidote to physical death, but to say, "I'm going to walk through it with you. I'm going to smell the stench with you. I am going to die because of the sins of the world that look to death as an answer." And I'm going to rise again, that the stench of death does not ever win in the end. Those of you who have been to some of the many funerals that we do around here know that the texts for today, the appointed lessons, the scripture readings, are ones that we use frequently for death, for funerals. Isaiah, Isaiah 25. On this holy mountain, the Lord will make for all peoples a feast of rich food, a feast of well-aged wine. He will destroy on this mountain the shroud that is cast over the people, the sheet that is spread over all nations. He will swallow up death forever. What a great image. As we go through life, we're covered with a shroud, because death has so much earthly power. He will destroy, swallow up death forever. But here's something that's the same in Isaiah as it is in the final chapter in Revelation. Then the Lord God will wipe away the tears from all faces. The Lord God will wipe away tears from all faces. It's in Revelation 2. Revelation 21, he will dwell with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. I read this when people are dying. That vision of the new Jerusalem. Because what we've got here isn't all there is. 1 Corinthians 15 says, if for this life only we have hoped in Christ, we are of all people most to be pitied. And that's the news that we carry as Christians. God's with us. God will wipe away our tears. Is that not the most beautiful image you've ever seen? Have you ever had someone wipe away your tears? You're grieving, you're just a puddle, you're a mess, and a loved one comes and wipes your tears away. That's probably the most beautiful, intimate action I can imagine. And that's how close God is to us when we grieve. And so when Jesus came across his grieving friends, Mary and Martha, at the death of Lazarus, he wept. You see, God does not stand far away and aloof from our pain, but God enters in with us. But through Jesus Christ says, death is not the final answer. I have a better answer. And Jesus says it. He says, I am the way. I'm the way and the truth and the life. And your life is eternal because of me. Oh, we'll feel the pain. But God is with us in the pain, and God is with us beyond the pain, pulling us forward, encouraging us together to put one foot in front of the other, to mourn our losses, but to know that God is also always doing a new thing. And I know, and I feel it. You know, for some in this place, we only see those places where our loved ones used to sit. But God also sees a new thing. What is that new thing? We don't always know. That's part of the fun of just hanging on for the adventures that God brings us. Because God can cook up way better ideas than we can. But God's not done with us yet, because death doesn't win. God is always doing new things, and is doing new things here among us and with us and for us. Today we'll remember the saints that have gone before us. But we will also sing, and you know this if you are a liturgical Lutheran person, we will sing and we'll join the chorus of angels and archangels and saints above and saints below, the unending hymn, Holy, Holy, Holy. I love how Amber gets that song, because she pulls out all the stops. Because she's singing for the whole, playing for the whole chorus of heaven. We're joining into a song that's not just us. And not just our loved ones past or the saints in our windows, but the whole company of heaven cheering us on. Brothers and sisters, reach out to each other when you are grieving and know that God feels and understands your grief and has walked through it in the person of Jesus Christ, but also gives us hope that death never gets the last word with Jesus. May the peace of God that passes all understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, who gives us this hope. Amen.